It is a Chicago tradition. I am talking about Christmas around the world, which I hope they hire me to say, at the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry. That has been going on for, I don't know, when I was a kid, I was taken to Christmas around the world on a field trip. So it's been going on.
I hear Oprah now, just so you know. I could hear it there. The Oprah comparisons.
Really?
A little bit. Christmas around the world. I heard it.
Okay. Somebody hears it. Now two people have heard it.
Doesn't she also like to do that, like, you know, blah, 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 like when introducing someone?
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
I think that might be it, too.
There's two boxes checked there, Steve.
My poor guest, John Llewellyn, is here on the telephone. I'm sorry about that, John, but welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be here. And I think we're going to have to sample that announcement for next year's Christmas Around the World and Holidays of Light.
Well, apparently you have to ask Oprah Winfrey if she wants to do it. And if not, I'm the next best thing. That's what they're saying in the newsroom. But I am saying Christmas Around the World has been happening for a very long time, hasn't it?
It has. And it's been going on at Griffin MSI since 1942. It started with a single tree that was newly decorated every day for 12 days to represent the Allied countries fighting alongside America during World War II, and it's only gotten bigger since then.
And clearly, I hope you understand, I don't go back to 1942. So what is the exhibit like Christmas around the world today? And yes, I know Christmas happened, but this runs for a little while longer, doesn't it?
Yes, it's running through January 6th. And for those who haven't seen Christmas around the world lately, imagine walking into a giant building that's filled with Christmas trees, a winter wonderland, all kinds of different decorations for different traditions around the world. And it's really quite a spectacle to see. So we've got more than 50 trees of 50 countries and cultures, all showing different cultural heritages. And those are all decorated by cultural organizations around the city. And it's really a winter wonderland you can enjoy without having to slip in slush or get pelted by a salt truck.
You know, and sometimes we're guilty, those of us who live in Chicago. You know, tourists come here and they go to the Museum of Science and Industry, now called the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry. But when were you last, think about it, at this museum? And many answers are, when I was a kid. And that's not good enough because there's so much going on there. And one of those events is in the museum's giant dome theater, the film Antarctica. Tell me what that's about as I put on another layer.
Yes. Speaking of Winter Wonderland, we've got an Antarctica film that's narrated by Benedict Cumberbatch, and it shows all kinds of aspects of the frozen continent of Antarctica without having to leave our nice climate-controlled 72-degree theater at the museum. So it starts underwater. So they've got these diving scientists and videographers that literally go scuba diving under the shoreline ice near Antarctica. This water is so cold that in the wintertime, they filmed areas where the seawater is actually freezing. Like that's what happens in winter there. It gets cold so that the salt water starts to freeze. And it comes down and it freezes onto the bottom. It's just spectacular, bizarre footage. And then that's not all. You get to follow these penguins as they hatch and fledge on the ice and waddle their way down to the water for their first swim and their first hunt, you know, when they're trying to get their first meal in the water. And it's really just eye-popping, spectacular footage there. And you get to see seals as well. So it's a really cool movie.
Yeah, I saw the promotional clip, and it is a very cool-looking movie. But what's more, you have an exhibit about the effect of climate change that is happening.
Yes, we do. So we've got part of our ice trifecta. We've got this exhibit called Extreme Ice, and that's been around for a couple years here at the museum. And what it is a photographer by the name of James Balog assembled a team to go and photograph various glaciers around the world from north to south and to document kind of, on one hand, their beauty, and on the other hand, the changes they're going through. So he planted a system of cameras around on the glaciers, weatherproof cameras, and basically went through time lapses over a period of years. And the images, if you see them one by one, it's really pretty. Like there's this one from Greenland. It's this beautiful white landscape with a blue pond in it. It's like the most impossible blue. It's just really spectacular. But then you look at these time lapses in motion, and it shows that the glaciers are changing rapidly. They're shrinking. So over the past 15 years, rising temperatures and CO2 in the atmosphere have caused glaciers to lose ice thickness 2 to 3 times faster than they were in the 20th century. So there's a lot of changes going on there, and it brings the urgency of the climate crisis to our very eyes. You can see it with your eyes.
Yeah, hey, listen, it's going to be 50 degrees or so in the next couple of days. So this is really a happening thing, and that's discussed as well, all at the Griffin Museum of Science and Industry. Check it out. Thank you very much, John. It is good to talk to you and good to meet you. I'm sorry we're so short on time, but thank you.